And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. While America's educational institutions continue their collapse with Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, caught red-handed sharing intellectual property with Chinese entities. New emails obtained by Defending Education reveal staff violated Virginia law by handing over textbooks, science lab designs, and curriculum blueprints to Chinese companies looking to clone the school. The Thomas Jefferson Partnership Fund raked in $3.6 million from Chinese entities, including $1.5 million marked from a company whose former chair attended Chinese Communist Party meetings. Speaking of educational malpractice, the National Education Association just voted to spend $3,500 of member dues to officially label President Trump and his agenda as fascist in all union materials. Because nothing says we care about education like using teacher money for political name-calling. Meanwhile, activists have found a new culprit for increased home runs in baseball. Can you believe it? It's been climate change. Climate Central published a report claiming warmer temperatures cause a 1% increase in home runs between 2010 and 2019. Just one small problem, the actual facts. An independent MLB study found that changes to the ball itself accounted for 60% of the home run increase, with altered stitching reducing drag. The racism industrial complex found its largest target in Carnival Cruise Line. That's right, Carnival Cruise Line has updated its rules to include a stricter drug policy, curfews for minors, and bans on certain handheld fans and portable speakers. That sounds reasonable to me, but social media has erupted with accusations that Carnival was targeting black vacationers. I mean, when basic behavior is labeled racist, then you know you've lost the plot. A federal judge in Massachusetts, an Obama appointee, naturally blocked President Trump's effort to defund Planned Parenthood through the Big Beautiful Bill. This comes just months after the Supreme Court ruled that lower courts don't have unilateral authority to block presidential orders. But apparently some judges didn't get the memo. Tennessee State Representative Johnny Garrett announced his congressional run with a promise to make a nationwide ban on transgender procedures for children his first legislative priority. Finally, today, a reminder of the stakes in our cultural battles. In Afghanistan, a 45-year-old man attempted to take a 6-year-old girl as his third wife. The Taliban intervened. They said, "No, this man cannot marry a 6-year-old. He's got to wait till she's at least 9. Yeah. When we're told all cultures are equal, you remember this is what moral relativism produces. And this wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.